You ain't shit, man. Your story's a joke. You should package it with a lot of smoke and 6 feet of rope. Stay awake, little misfit. Her lips wet a very particular mischief. Sis, wiggle an index if your limbs let. Or settle for a warm burgundy bubble out of her beak instead. Ay, tequila to free the worm. Had his liver scuba suit up on a Sabbath. This personal pale rabbit. At the whole Zender, delicate mitten tipped. For sticking pissy liquor in him every day at six. Silly predictability is a bitch. Fully patterned, had her awkwardly christened in the small talk chalkboard, she said. This is less of a fixer-upper than my last bar. Funny, you're less of a fixer-upper than my last whore. Crass is similac to the milky wit of today's youth. Both chuckle out. Next couple on a house. Next couple on a couch. Swapping social coma rants. Phobias and soldier doubts. Jokes and corporate mogul bands. Motor mouths. The key to open is closure. Pussy plus yay. She hid in a broken toaster. And later wake neighbors over chemical flavor to fuck sickly. Tooth nail beauty through the skin deep.
Moving along.
Night of dizziness is similar to whimsy with a pretty twist. If pretty is a bidding war for meteors of iffy sniffing cigarettes and pills on a speaker. Silhouette about a muted television and the rickety Venetians. Between tweaks he sweeps at Home Depot when reads. Mostly biblical but not cause he believed. But found a lexicon of Jesus, heavy literature fly. Feverishly sponged up the information high. And fade into the cradle of a same deck train wreck. She pet him with a mechanical tape deck playback. Plus the depressing sum of the two combined paychecks stung less when little Debbie D-Cup put her legs back. Drunk put her on a business end of his favorite couplet from Corinthians. Sunk into the comforts of a kid again, enough to share the stuff that truly interests him. This is where the vision of a shiny happy Christmas end. Tipsy little princess wasn't listening, just yesing him. The more she fed him yes, the more he fed her fresh barbiturates. Assuming it was them against the world into oblivion. But he was just a stupid simian to let her live with him.
Yeah. Big Wiz. On it.
Pirouetting madly on a mirror full of baggies in a valley of the irritable Aggie. Any sincerity, miracles, a memory buried in a backseat by the hazardous materials was seriously gasping. Here he is in action, trying to patch up the attraction. Figured he would win her back if he acted in a common passion. Penned a couple chapters about a sassy pair of magnets with a cottage on a hill and a picket fence and a marriage. Never having gathered a rabid enthusiasm over language was fashioned around the aspirin in his cabinets. Asked her to read it, expect flattery after the fact. This is an exact imitation of how she reacts.
You ain't shit, man. Your story's a joke. You should package it with a lot of smoke and 6 feet of rope.
Man, she knows five chores, more coke in all fours. Said,
leave me on the floor and leave the dope by the door.
Bounced all shook up. She cook up aluminum, consuming every skull and crossbones in the room. And under 2 minutes, he fuming with a flipped lid. Storm into the crib and find her body on the tiles. Like, no, she didn't. Yes, she did.
Stay awake, little misfit. Her lips wet a very particular mischief. Sis, wiggle an index if your limbs let. Or settle for a warm burgundy bubble out of her beak instead.
All day. All out. Got 8 million similar.